Just to give a little background to our listeners, when did France start their mission in Mali?
This particular mission, this anti-jihadist mission, dates back to 2013. And the then president of France was called to help out the Malian government, who were concerned that jihadists were going to overrun the capital of Mali, Bamako. So the French went in there with troops. And of course, as we remember, that operation was called Serval. It then was renamed into Operation Barkhane. And we have to remember back to those days when, in fact, the French at that time were welcomed not just in Bamako, but also in Timbuktu as heroes.
And now that the mission is closing, has France achieved its goals or its mission?
No, it hasn't, not at all. What has changed is how much France is prepared to stay in the region, particularly the Sahel region, when it sees that some of the key players aren't really stepping up to the plate to be able to do what France expects them to do. President Macron is a younger president. He's the first French president who has been born after the colonial era. So he doesn't have the baggage that a lot of the others had. And in fact, President Macron's idea has always been that France will never substitute for state forces, whether they be the force of a government or whether they be the military forces. And he's always said this. So this drawdown that we're seeing, this leaving the last of the three bases in northern Mali, very much goes along with the line that they will help out, but they will not replace local officials. And that's what he feels, that he just can't underwrite this anymore. Mm. Certainly, it does look like a retreat.
Now, what does Mali think about this move? Is the army, the local army, able to secure the country and contain the threat of extremist attacks?
No, they certainly aren't. And there are two big issues at stake now. So who's going to go into this area? Who is going to be the key player in northern Mali? Well, one of the big problems there is back to where we were. Al-Qaeda affiliates, Islamic State affiliates, who have been in that area for so long, they will take up that bit of territory. That's what it's feared. What the French are hoping for is that this sort of new European force called Tabuka will take over and will do they will be the backbone of that. But the problem is that you've got very few countries within Europe who are prepared to put their forces there. You do have a Swedish, a Czech, and Italian forces as part of that. But it's a very small and a very separate European defense force. Another part of it is that the French really do not want to do patrols anymore. They do not want to have their forces on the front line. So what they're relying on is really air support. Now, that air support comes from the Americans. They want the Americans to give more logistical support, particularly from their base in Niger.
And I remember that was part of the conversation right after that whole kerfuffle with the submarine deal between the U.S. and Australia, where I think France was requesting that the Americans maintain support in that region in terms of collecting intelligence.
Indeed, that was really, if you like, that was the payback that French President Emmanuel Macron wanted, that Emmanuel Macron and his defense and foreign ministers were all saying that they were taken very much by surprise that America, Australia and the United Kingdom had done this deal behind their back and that the French were left out of it. And in return, President Macron was pretty tough when he said, okay, well, this is what we expect in return. We expect those logistical bases in Niger to be kept open and to be used for that particular purpose. But, you know, Jackson, there is another component that we've got to look at, which is how the French public view this engagement in Mali, particularly the human toll as well as the financial cost. 52 French soldiers have died in combat there, and it's harder and harder for the French president to tell his electorate that they need to be there when, in fact, what they're looking at is that they just can't really get any further there, and it's going to be easier to sell to the French electorate if they say, okay, we're moving out of northern Mali, we're coming further down to the south, and from those bases in the south, the French troops will actually be able to secure the far more precious region, which is Côte d'Ivoire and Senegal, where a lot of French companies have got financial resources there.